As you no doubt know, at the end of every Issues and Ideas, I ask and encourage you to visit the website for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, MDA.org. It's the really easiest way to learn what your support of MDA translates into, as well as experience the many stories of inspiration that are presented on their website. Recently, you may have noticed the changes in the website design and MDA logo. That's not the only thing that's new. There are a series of new initiatives and goals that MDA recently shared. Among them is one that my next guest is here with us to expand upon. He is the director of the MDA Care Center at the Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School in Newark, New Jersey, Dr. John Bach. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Chris.
And Doctor's website is doctor spelled out, D-O-C-T-O-R, drbach.com. And again, it's mda.org to learn more about the various things we're talking about here. Really, just the intro, I think, clues people in, Doctor. It's no longer the MDA clinic. You're now the director of the MDA Care Center.
You know, the MDA likes to have clinics every 60 miles or so across the country. We had four clinics in New Jersey. We're down to one now because of retirements and such. But I think soon we'll probably have a second clinic opened in New Jersey also.
Well, that's good to hear, too. And one of the new initiatives that the new head, or recently new head, he's been in the spot now for better than a year. Their goal now, a five-year goal, is to provide care and support for 50,000 more families. That's a 50, that's a 5 and a 0, 50% increase over the number of families that are registered with MDA today. That's quite a lofty goal, Doctor, but certainly one that, with everything that's been happening as far as awareness and development of treatments, which we'll get to with your specific case as well, that sounds like it is lofty but reachable.
Well, the MDA and the MDA has put, I'm trying to recall now, 50, hundreds of millions of dollars. And there are sister institutions in Britain and France and Argentina and Chile and so on. And they've invested probably well over $1 billion now in research, 50 to 70, well, anyway. It has been effective in now creating medications that actually work on the genetic disturbances that people have with muscular dystrophy, spinal muscular atrophy, Lou Gehrig's disease. There were 43 neuromuscular disease conditions under the MDA umbrella. Now there are hundreds because we're discovering, for example, Lou Gehrig's disease. We now know that there are 23 different genetic abnormalities that cause ALS. And this is only about 20% of the people with ALS. So the money that's been donated has gone into understanding these conditions and, for the first time, getting the development of really effective medications. I myself have described how stem cells have been very effective in helping children with spinal muscular atrophy type 1. I published that paper just, during the last year. And these are initiatives that, at one point there were 70 medication trials for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. None of them worked. And now the medication trials are actually working. The other thing that I have to tell you is that in the last month we've opened two websites. If there's anybody out there that knows anyone with a neuromuscular condition or has one in the family, they should be aware that they can get their most important questions answered by contacting a new forum, www.breathebb.com, and getting outcomes of how things can now be measured, how outcomes are so much better with some of the techniques that we use on www.breathenvs.com. NVS stands for non-invasive ventilatory support. Our clinic literally prevents the respiratory complications that have been the most important reason for people suffering and dying from neuromuscular conditions. And in our clinic, we completely prevent for most diagnoses with neuromuscular disease, respiratory failure and any need to resort to invasive airway tubes like tracheotomy tubes, you see. So if people are interested or know anyone with these conditions, and You know, it's not just neuromuscular disease. Many people have elderly relatives who are in critical care, and they're there for a month because of, let's say, a kidney problem, and they get so weak from being there that they're too weak to breathe. An 85-year-old person who was independent and now is too weak to breathe, and the doctors tell them that they need a tracheostomy tube. That's a tube that goes through the neck into the windpipe. Most of the time, that's not true. We extubate people. We take the tubes out of their throats without sticking one through their necks. And if anybody needs to want more information about that, they should go to the breathenvs.website. Okay, so yes. That's some background information.
They're actually, and that shows too, you know, listening to Issues and Ideas, we're talking with Dr. John Bach, who is the director of the MDA Care Center, which is a university hospital in Newark, New Jersey. Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, drbach.com is his website, and of course, mda.org. And I know I'm throwing a lot of websites at you, but that's why we have them all linked over at our page as well. So just go over to issuesandideasradio.com, and you'll see them all on the homepage. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What you are describing to, Doctor, underlines the idea that the MDA Care Center is not just for the obvious, the care of patients and the counseling of their families, but you are a prime example of how MDA Care Center is an innovation center for new treatments, because basically the people come to you, they provide you with the learning experience or the opportunity to say, well, that's not really working. Let's try this instead.
Well, you know, when people have these rare conditions and they go to local doctors, the local doctors really don't have experience managing them. And typically, for example, the most common neuromuscular disease is Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Jerry Lewis always talked about Jerry's boys, and they were boys with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And in those, a long time ago, the average life expectancy was 18 or 19 years. That was all. When they get these invasive tubes in their necks to provide ventilatory support, patients live on the average to age 29. But if they're managed with what we do, by avoiding those tubes but helping people breathe in other ways, the average life expectancy now is 40, and we have patients over 50 years of age with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And all of this is possible because of the emphasis put on this kind of thing by the MDA in certain clinics. Now, it's not every clinic that does what we do, but we're trying to instruct others to institute these measures too. Another example is a disease called Wernicke-Hoffmann's disease, or spinal muscular atrophy type 1. These children are the most common cause of sudden infant death syndrome because they're not necessarily diagnosed before they die, and they simply stop breathing when they're sleeping. Otherwise, they're very normal-looking and very, very intelligent little children. At any rate, when they're diagnosed and they come to us, we now have many children who are over 20 years of age, even though they get deep breaths through their nose 24 hours a day since they were as young as 4 months of age, you see? So, and even with Lou Gehrig's disease, half of our Lou Gehrig's disease patients actually use respiratory muscle aids instead of tracheostomy tubes that we developed. See, so there's a great deal that can be done for people, but you need to go to specialized centers that understand these things, and you can find the centers closest to you by looking at the breathenvs.com website and clicking on Centers for Non-Invasive Respiratory Management. So not only is all the information there, but also the centers where you can get this kind of aid is also there.
And as I said back in the introduction, this is just one of the many facets. And when you go to mda.org, see all the many programs free of charge that MDA makes available, from the care centers to the summer camps to the information to the education to the counseling for the families, that all these years and certainly the research, which after all these years, the hope was long waiting to become the ideas become practices, and now the practices and the trials becoming a couple of cases where possible treatments are now before the Food and Drug Administration for an official blessing, and thereby making it available to the masses, not just through those participating in the trials. So as I say at the show, at the end of the show every week, pay a visit to the official website of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, MDA.org, because you will learn that your dollars do make a difference, have made a difference all these decades. And the unfortunate fact is the body is a complicated piece of machinery. Yeah. It's not like getting under the hood and saying, oh, it's the carburetor, twist one out and pop one in. But the searching is finally supplying the arriving at the answers. And to learn more about the specialty area that Dr. Bach has been talking about, breathenvs.com, breathenvs.com, and learn more about the fantastic inroads. And think back as you go to that website to the profile pieces you used to see at the telethon all those years, where it had those expected yet sad endings of the loss of a life so young, and get an idea of just how much more of a difference where those young lives are becoming mature lives, becoming lives of accomplishments with families and careers. And again, that's because of your support, continuing support, I hope, to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. It is MDA.org. Learn more about the area of medicine Dr. Bach has talked about, breathenvs.com. He is the director of the MDA Care Center at the Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School in Newark, New Jersey. Dr. John Bach, you continue to make a greater understanding and appreciation for the work of MDA, the potential of medical science when used and understood intelligently and properly, and you make a difference in lives. And if anyone could do that in their own life, they've had quite a life. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
And I agree with you 100%. Years ago, I was very pessimistic, but it is remarkable the improvements that I am seeing in patients with some of the treatments that have resulted from monies that the NVA, MDA has invested in the research. And I'm not pessimistic anymore because I'm actually seeing results now. It's only been the last couple of years that that you can have this kind of revelation, because we're developing medications that actually fix the defects in the genes that cause these problems. It's remarkable. And as you said, the human body is incredibly complicated, and it has taken a long time to get to this point, and there's still a long way to go. But we're finally making really significant progress, not only in understanding the conditions, but being able to treat them.
And thank you as well, Dr. Bach, again, for helping us understand all that. Thanks for being here today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Chris.